Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. Once again, it is time for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. That's right. And you know what? You might actually hear a little hitch in my giddy up here today. We are fired up. We have got some exciting breaking news to let you fans know about here today. It's going to be wild. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. We are 9 days away from the PBR invading New York City. How many of you Making Eight Maniacs are excited about that? I know we are. It has been a long couple months, but we have had a blast with you fans. Keeping you guys in tune as to what's going on with some of these guys and how they're doing out there on the road. It's just been a lot of fun these last couple months, and we look forward to continuing that all season long. That's right. We're going to be out there. We're going to be continuing our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, so you, the Making Eight Maniacs, to be able to tune in from week to week and day to day and hear what is going on in the world of rodeo and bull riding. That's right. Miss Kat Johnson, I see her in the chat room, as well as some of our other Making Eight Maniacs, and want to thank you guys for jumping on there with us. I know that you guys are planning a big tweet up there in New York, and we are excited about that. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We cannot wait. We got to hear from you guys and know what's going on for the ones of us that cannot make it. We're just not into traveling up there to New York in that cold weather this time of year. But we're going to have a lot of fun with you fans while you guys are there, and want to wish you all the best of luck. Got to let you all know, tomorrow – we are heading out to Okeechobee, Florida, and we are going to be sitting down with, that's right, 8-time world champion Joe Beaver in the tie-down roping, as well as one of your favorites, as well as our favorites, in Shane Hanchy. It's going to be a lot of fun to be able to sit down and talk with them. We're going to get them on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, hopefully, pending everything goes well. They're going to be out there for the Joe Beaver Roping School. And so we're going to be able to join them. So you guys make sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, 12:30 Eastern time. It'll be here on our radio show. We've got some more news coming at you here later on in the show. But we do want to let y'all know that, it's going to be exciting. 2010 is winding down. We're kind of getting things, wrapped up for the 2010 season. What a fantastic year it has been for us, for Making Eight, for the PBR, and for you, the fans. And we're going to continue that in 2011. We're going to continue to bring you the action and get you guys fired up about what's going on. We, of course, always have our cowboy logic for the day. And if you've got some good cowboy logic, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. That's the number to call us. If you want to talk to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know that you're there and you're ready to rock and roll with us, and we'll put you on the line. Also, got to let y'all know, Exclusive Genetics. That's right. You guys saw them with Making Eight when we were out in Las Vegas. They are debuting a bull reality show on RFD TV, and I believe that is tonight. I know that you can go to Exclusive Genetics to find out the times and locations. We've got their links posted right up there on MakingEight.com, so jump on over there. Go check them out. Find out when that reality series starts up. It's going to be a wild one, and it should be really entertaining for you, the fans, to be able to see what's going on. You might even see some of the bulls that we actually had out there in Las Vegas, so that'll be really cool. We're going to jump down, take our first break here, Making Eight Maniacs. Want to let y'all know that this first break is brought to you by Backstretch Gallery. That's right. We got their link on our homepage. Jump on over there to MakingEight.com. Go check them out. It's going to be a great day right here on MakingEight.com. You're listening to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
That tonight's gonna be a hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown? Oh,
yeah.
I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, baby!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. That's right. And if you guys want to jump on the lines with us, we have got a lot of phone callers calling in right now. I know most of them are tuning in, but if you want to talk with us, make sure to push one on your phone so we know that you're there. 646-915-9940. And, of course, you know, we're only a couple days away from 2011. We want to know what your New Year's resolutions are. We had some good ones yesterday. I know a lot of our fans are looking forward to getting out to as many PBR events as they possibly can, as well as hitting up some other rodeos. And we're going to talk a lot about that here coming up. We have got a lot of things coming in. I know we've got some fans that are still having some issues trying to get on our chat room, and want to say that we apologize for that. Blog Talk is just overwhelmed, I guess, with you making 8 Maniacs. They're just not ready to handle you. I know Ustream definitely is not. I mean, you guys have overwhelmed them in a big way, and we sure do appreciate it. We're going to keep working at it. The only way we're going to get bigger, we got to open up their eyes and let them realize that, hey, we're here and we're the real deal. So they better get a grip on it and, you know, get us out there and make a way for us to be able to get out there to you fans. I got to tell you, we're excited. Big news coming in today. Don't want to let on just yet, but I'm telling you, it's going to be big. Makin 8 has been partnering up with some great, great friends. We have built some really good friendships as well as partnerships, and we look forward to really carrying that into 2011. And like I said, you Makin 8 Maniacs, you rodeo PBR bull riding fans are all going to benefit from this. So I'm telling you, it's going to be huge. We're going to let you know here just a little bit, so you guys make sure to stay tuned into that. And better get out there and start sending some tweets and letting the fans know that we are live and we're about to make some big announcements coming your way. We've also got a couple of guests that we're looking to have on our show here before too long, and we look to get them on if we can find an open phone line for them. That's the question. We have got a lot of fans that are tuning in right now on our phone lines, and we sure do appreciate you. If there's a way that you can get over to Makin8.com, scroll down the page and check out our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You can listen to it right there online. Hopefully that'll be the case, because we do have to get some of these phone lines opened up so we can get some of our guests on board. We know that you guys want to hear from them. So let's make sure that we share the wealth here, because we got some phone lines that are just filled up. So anyways, let's see what we got going on. Obviously, tomorrow, like I said, we look to be out there in Okeechobee. It looks as of right now as if that is a go. Really looks like we're going to be out there for it. I haven't heard anything differently. Talked with the guys last night, and they're getting ready to put on. Today is actually day one of their roping school. They're put on by Joe Beaver, 8-time world champion tie-down roper. And I know that you guys will look forward to being able to have him on the line with us. If you guys watch the NFR, he was also the color commentator during the roping events. So we'll be able to sit back with him a little bit and talk a little bit about it. Should be a lot of fun. And, of course, we're going to have the man himself, the guy that you guys saw before the NFR. We met him over there in Okeechobee. Had an opportunity to sit down with him and Shane Hanchey. And, of course, he ended up finishing third in the average and third in the world at the NFR. So congratulations to him, and we cannot wait to sit back down with him and talk with him a little bit more. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I know that he really enjoys it. Of course, you guys heard him on the Back on the Ranch show just a couple weeks ago. And as always, that was really entertaining. Got to love that guy, even if he is from Louisiana. And obviously, he's pulling for his Saints out there to win in a big way. Exclusive Genetics. You know, we talked about it right there before the break, and I know that Exclusive Genetics is going to be out there. They're putting on a pretty big event coming up. I believe that's either tomorrow or New Year's Day. I know they've got a big roundup going on down there in Texas, and they've got a lot of big riders that are going to be out there competing. So, I see Miss Kat Johnson out there. She's trying to get some of the I know exactly who she's talking about. She would have to be referring to the Cooper boys. Let's see. Sorry, I had to check my my text messages. They're coming in. You guys know I don't multitask too well, but we're working through it. Man, I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to announce this big announcement that we have. We are really fired up for it, and I can't wait. I'm trying to bite my tongue here, but I just don't know. So it's actually pretty good timing because we have one of our guests here calling into our show right now. Well, at least they were here. I don't know what happened, but we just lost them. So I told you, we're getting pretty overwhelmed here with some of these callers jumping on the line with us. And hopefully we can get him back on here. But, you know, you guys are really, I know you're really excited about the Built for Tough Series being out here and wanting to know more about what's going on for the 2011 season. And we are fired up for you. I also know that you guys are looking to get out to some of the Touring Pro events this year. So let's talk with one of our guys that is actually going to be out there at a lot of the Touring Pro events that you're going to have a chance to see. And we're talking about one of the Okie Cowboys and Mr. Matt West. Matt, welcome to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, shoot, buddy. We're doing all right, man. We're fired up, ready to go, and cannot wait for the season to get started.
Look, first of all, you better be doing okay down there in sunny Florida. I'm so jealous. Here in cold, wintry-looking Oklahoma, it's not time for summer by any stretch of the imagination. I'm ready for it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that there's actually some pretty cold weather over there in Oklahoma, and we are definitely enjoying the weather down here in sunny Florida.
That's all right, though. 2011 is like days away, so things will heat up pretty quick. I got a pretty good feeling that the new season, the new format, and everything that's going to happen is going to be it's going to get hot and heavy really quick.
Right on, man. I know that it is going to be I know it is going to be pretty wild. If you can hang on a second with me, Matt, I'm actually going to probably have to take a short break here. We're having some issues with our Bluetooth, our microphone setup, so I'm going to actually switch over. You got time just to hang out for a few minutes?
Yeah, man. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Mega Day Maniacs, we got to switch things around here. We're going to get things fired up in just a minute, but we're having some technical issues. My earpiece is going off. So let's throw out a little Luke Kaufman and Bull Rider to get you all fired up here on a Wednesday afternoon on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Flying first class, riding in the next truck, running up the tree.
God. Welcome back to the Lunch Out Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. And, of course, once again, we keep running into them technical difficulties. My daggone Bluetooth started going off. But just before it did, we had one of the premier guys in the PBR. This guy knows a thing or two about getting behind the microphone, and we're talking about Mr. Matt West. Matt, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, buddy.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Nothing like a little Luke Kaufman to start your day, right?
Oh, I know, right, man? He always gets me fired up, you know? It's almost like I got to have Luke Kaufman for breakfast.
That just sounds kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it does. I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't want that. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. I know you're from, like, the northeast Oklahoma area, and, when did you actually get into doing the announcing?
Man, I guess it's been probably 7 years ago, and it kind of happened on a whim. I mean, it was just a buddy of mine rode bulls forever here. Grew up with this guy who's one of my dad's best friends, and he rode bulls in amateur associations and a little bit in the PRCA. And when he started getting towards the end of his career, his son started riding, and they decided to build this little practice pen. Well, one thing led to another, then all of a sudden they were having these little junior bull ridings, then they were having like open bull ridings once a year or a couple times a year. Long story short, my college roommate at the time popped off and said, you know, I could have done a better job than that guy you had announcing last week. And the guy said, okay, well, you're going to do it. And he said, well, me and Matt will do it. And I was shy. I didn't want to talk in front of anybody. And then it come down to it. He kind of forced us to do it. I showed up. The other kid didn't. And it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. So it was just basically it was kind of a dare. I mean, when you get down to it. So
right on. So what did you have to do to go through to get to where you're at right now? I mean, did you go through any type of announcing school? Did you get a coach or anything like that to help you along the way? Or
I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, there's announcing schools out there and guys that'll try to teach you everything. The best thing I found was just trial and error. And I kind of had a built-in announcing school. I live 5 miles from Justin McKee. I live about 15 minutes away from the legend, Clem McSpadden, when he was alive. So there was my announcing school. And Brandon Bates was great to kind of take me in and help me at my first Built for Tough deal and tell me what I needed to do and what I needed to change and fix and everything. And you know, just the guys in the industry, the guys that I would end up working with helped me out so much and still to this day do. I mean, I get so excited because here in a couple weeks I go to Denver and I get to work with Boyd Paul Hamus and just working with different guys and learning their styles and, you know, finding out what they have found and the mistakes that they've made and learned from. I'm still in an announcer school. I feel like I am every single day of my life. But no paid tuition, nothing like that. It just kind of happened. I was blessed. I got lucky.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'll tell you what. I know that you have actually you've been all over, not just the U.S., but you also go to Canada and Australia
right.
Do some announcing there, correct?
Yeah. I do all the Canadian Cup events in Canada. I've done their Canadian PBR finals the last 2 years. Been to Australia 5 or 6 times in the last couple of years. I did all of their Australian Cup series over there. I've done their finals the last 2 years, I believe, as well. I had an opportunity to go do Troy Dunn's event there in Townsville. Done the Brendan Clark Invitational a couple of times over there. So, I mean, and it's really cool to get to go do those events with those guys there and something that they put their name on for them to kind of welcome me in the way that they have and make me feel like part of the family. It's an awesome experience. And since then, I've had so many people say, oh, man, you know, I'd love to go to Australia. I'd love to go to Australia. Save the money and do it one time. You only live once, and it is an amazing experience. It's such a different culture over there. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I understand, you know. And, of course, we've got a lot of our fans that are here tuning in today that are also big Brendan Clark fans. And, you know, that's we obviously missed hearing about what was going on or being able to see a lot of what was going on. I know that you guys were sending some Twitter videos and that type of thing, which was really cool for us back here in the States. But there's no doubt, man, we're going to have to rally up a big party and all take one big plane over there. And
let's just take a big old bus.
Yeah,
take a whole bunch of PBR fans. I'm in, and I know the guys would love it. But the fans over there are unreal. They are diehard. They're fun. It's
really
a fun time over there.
Awesome. Well, we have the chat room opened up right now. We've actually got some of your fans that are already posting up your links to your Twitter, your profile, as well as your website, man. They are launching this thing. They love hearing from you. And
right on.
They're very appreciative that you're taking the time out here to jump on. What do we have to look forward to from Matt West there for the 2011 season?
Man, I don't know. I'm just trying to make a living, trying to keep the bills paid. No, I mean, there's a lot of things. I'm following in Brendan Clark's footsteps. Let's be real honest. This guy is setting a precedent for everybody in our industry right now. He has got this social media thing figured out, and it's doing leaps and bounds, I think, for his fan base, for his career. I mean, just the guy's having fun. He's doing all this stuff, and he's back, and he's riding bulls as well as ever. And I think that helps no matter what industry you're in. Like me, I mean, I'm in a totally different game than what he's in. But since I've started with the whole Facebook and the Twitter and some of the feedback you get from people, that is the absolute coolest thing in the world. And I know you doing your radio show, when a fan logs on or they send you an email or they drop you a note on Facebook and say, hey, we enjoy what you do, that completely changes everything in your world that's wrong right then. And that's what keeps us all going up and down the road. So this next year, yeah, I mean, I've thrown together a YouTube channel that'll be up on my website soon, the Twitter, the Facebook, all of that. I'm going to be just everywhere I can possibly be. I'm going to be doing a ton of tour and pro deals, some rodeos, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that I'm going to be jumping out into some other ventures. There's some other things in the works that, you know, I don't want to jinx myself and go to talking about right now, but there's some other things that I'd like to get involved with and crossing our fingers. It's one of those deals. Hey, you got to follow Twitter and Facebook to see if it happens. Hopefully it does. Cross your fingers. Pray real hard that it does. But, I don't know. I mean, it's just we're going to have fun. I know 2011 is going to be a tremendous time. It's going to be a blast.
Absolutely. I got to agree with you, man. We're kind of at that point, too, where we're just so looking forward to what's going on. Obviously, we're seeing a lot of changes within the PBR, some of their broadcasting things, you know, some of their structural things that they're changing. Tell us a little bit about what you think or what you know about this is really going to benefit the fans, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be different. And I know everybody's logged on to the website, pbrnow.com, and they've read the blogs about how the competition is going to have to drive the television shows, the broadcast from now on. Yeah, you're going to see a little bit of differences in the crew from what you've seen in years past. And some people are going to like it. Some people are going to hate it. Here's the bottom line. And you and me talked earlier off air about some of the blogs that have come up and some people that are against the change. You got to remember that the people that are getting thrown into this mix, like Erin per se, she is there to do a job. You can't fault her. I'm excited to see what this girl brings to the table. I'm excited to see what David Neal and everybody is going to do for the PBR over the next year. I mean, look at the credentials these guys have put together. I mean, and it starts with Jeffrey Pollock, our new head of household, so to speak. He's taken a simple game like poker and made it a phenomenal television product. I mean, they've got a fan base that's out of this world. David Neal taking over in television is going to do some different things with the production aspects. I'm excited. I am a fan first and foremost before I'm ever an announcer or an employee of the PBR or anything like that. So I am as excited as everybody else to tune in and watch New York City on television and to watch those first few episodes, see the changes that are going to be put in place. And I think change is good. Anytime you bring in new thoughts and new ideas and you act on them, it can go one of two ways. And I really think that change is going to be good. I think there are some things we're going to miss. I think there are some people we're going to miss on our broadcast, without a doubt. But like I said, we just got to believe in the vision that these people have, and I'm excited. I mean, I've been smiling since they started talking about making the changes and doing some things. So it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting to see how things unfold. I mean, a new format this year with the writers and everything. So a lot of things to be excited about. It's like Christmas all year, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know, and it seems like each event's going to be a little bit different because, you know, after we wrap up New York, which, you know, I mean, of course, it's hard to talk about because we're not there yet and everybody is so excited about it. But, you know, after New York, they're going to go back to the table and reevaluate what good things came out of what they did and see if there's some other adjustments that they have. So all year long, as these, you know, they've made the initial changes, they're going to continue to keep formatting this and making it better for you, the fans that are sitting back watching it, you know, and make it more exciting all year long. So, yeah, each week is going to be a whole new process, you know, with these new managements, you know, and these new personnel that are taking over. We're going to see so many cool things. I've actually got some questions coming in here in our chat room, some really good ones, man. And one of the questions being asked is, what are some of the major differences between some of the PBR events that are out in Canada and Australia? And I don't know if you've actually been to Brazil or Mexico, but what would you say some of the major differences are between them and the U.S. Bull riding events?
I haven't been to Brazil or Mexico, but I'm really good friends with Rocky McDonald, and I've talked to him a lot. I've talked to some of the international people about the events in Mexico, and they're just – those events in Mexico, apparently they're kind of doing their own thing. They're in a whole different world, so to speak. And so I really don't know a lot about what's going on down there. I do know that Canada and Australia in the 2 years that I've been going I've seen tremendous changes. They are getting so much closer to the Bill Ford Tough level. Every event I go to, it gets better and better and better. The bulls are getting better. The cowboys are getting hungrier, and it's almost like you see those guys start to realize, hey, you know, Brendan Clark's made a real good living over in the U.S. Pete Farley, Jared Farley, those guys have made a real good living going over there and riding bulls. And, you know, there's a ton of talent in Canada and in Australia, and I want to encourage you, if you ever get a chance to, like, follow along on any of the PBR websites or if it's my tweets or Brendan Clark's tweets or Aaron Roy's Facebook or whatever. I don't even know if Aaron Roy has a Facebook, but any chance you get to follow those international deals, I want you to do it. It's just like the Tour and Pro thing, because there are some guys in those countries that are out of this world talented, and it's only a matter of time before you see them on the Bill Ford Tough Series. Obviously, as far as the actual events, the quote-unquote production aspects monetarily aren't there. I mean, they don't have the big screens dropping down out of the ceilings. We're not blowing stuff up every 2 seconds. It's a lot more basic, but, I mean, it's as good as any bull riding you'll see anywhere. The fan base, like in Australia, is out of this world. We're trying to build it in Canada. We're trying to get those fans to come out and see us. And it's one of those things, everybody you talk to, it's just like here in the States. You go one time and you're hooked. Anytime it gets close to your area, you're going to be there. And that's what we're finding out in Canada. It's just getting them there. And it's so stinking cold up there. Goodness.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, man. It was a big difference. It's really funny because you and I were actually both out during the NFR in Las Vegas. And unfortunately, we kept missing each other and we were playing phone tag all 10 days, man. We went back and forth so much. But shoot, man, we were expecting it to be like it was last year, where it was just bitter cold. You know, we get out there and it's like 65 degrees. It was actually warmer out there in Vegas than it was here in Florida. And I got to tell you, man, we enjoyed being out there. Hopefully the next few years will be like that, because we certainly plan on being back out there, both during the PBR finals and the PRCA NFR.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I planned on being there for a couple of days before the NFR started, and then I planned on staying like maybe the first weekend in the NFR. When I got to Las Vegas, airline lost my luggage, and I decided, I'll stay a couple extra days. I mean, just kind of relax and have fun. And a couple of days turned into 2.5 weeks, and I'm so glad to be back in Oklahoma. I don't know if you can hear this over the phone or not, but there's a train literally like half a mile from me. I don't know if you guys have those in Florida, but everybody that comes through, like my bull riding buddies, they'll come stay at the house. They're like, how do you sleep at night? And shoot, man, that's like a rocking chair. Those trains going by at night, that's small town Oklahoma. Vegas was a blast. Vegas is always a blast for a couple of days, and then you kind of lose your mind.
Oh, yeah. I think we were going to lose our mind a couple times out there in Vegas, man. It was just so crazy. And, you know, you just get so wrapped up, and there's so much to do outside of the performance, you know. I mean, you know, between the convention centers and, you know, the shows that they have going on, yeah, it's hard to find time to get in and do everything that you want to be able to do while you're out there, even in 10 days or 2 weeks, you know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah
man.
It never slows down. There's always something going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's funny that you mentioned that because, of course, I actually live out kind of in the country, if that's what you want to call it, here in Florida. we'll have a whole lot of it left, but the areas that we do have, we're actually living in one of them now. So, you know, I mean, I may not see a car drive up and down the road for a couple of days, you know, other than my own. And, you know, we were there. We stayed at the Excalibur, and we got put on the 27th floor, which was just tragic for us. You know, the view that we had overlooking New York was just terrible, really. But,
I can imagine.
We ended up, you know, of course, the ambulances and the horns blowing and everything right there at that intersection at Las Vegas Boulevard was just insane. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I think I'd have rather heard a train, because that was just chaos. And I didn't sleep hardly at all, because I got so used to sleeping in peace and quiet and hearing the birds and the cows, you know.
Yeah, it's a totally different world.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit about what you have going on outside of the mic, but when, you know, the microphone issue that you have with PBR and doing the announcing bit, but you're also raising some bucking stock. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. Trying to put together some stuff. A couple of years ago, my dad had a surgery and ended up staying home quite a bit. And like I said, Justin McKee lives just a couple of miles down the road. So I was talking to him one day, and he said, you know, you ought to buy some cows. That'd be something you could do. And I ended up buying a few cows from him. I bred to a couple of bulls he had and some neighbors had, and been trying to put some stuff together and got a few calves that we're really excited about. I do a lot of ABBI events, so we're looking right now at a couple of yearlings that maybe potentially next year can compete as two-year-olds in some futurity games. I got some 3- and 4-year-olds that are pretty good. But it's just like anything else in life, man. If you have fun doing it, then it never gets old. And that's like work is for me. I mean, the day that my job becomes, I dread going to work, then I'm quitting. And I'm having so much fun just going out with dad feeding cows and trying to decide what we're going to breed what cow to. And I mean, it's a game. It's just like gambling in Las Vegas. It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That it is. I know firsthand that you can really get wrapped up into that, especially when it comes down to gambling like in Las Vegas.
Well, I promise you, by no stretch of the imagination, am I Jeff Robinson or Chad Berger. But like I said, I mean, it's something to occupy your time. It's fun. And you never know. I mean, it's a gamble. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've actually got some of our fans here on Making 8 that are looking into all pitching in together and actually looking into purchasing a bull. That hopefully
call me. Let's do it.
Actually, Yeah, man, we they want to make an eight bull out there, and we want to be able to watch him on Versus. So that's what we're kind of looking into, and we're just kind of putting our feelers out there, looking into it just a little bit. But we have got some guys that are definitely fired up about it, and we'll have to see how that goes. Throughout the course, you said 2011 could be a really good year for all of us, you know, even the fans, to be able to sit back and watch one of their bulls buck. You know, that would be really wild.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing, and it hadn't been that long ago. Just a few years ago, it was – so exciting, and the celebrities that were getting involved. I mean, there was a bull called Kid Rock that was on tour for a while and unfortunately passed away early. But I know that the rumors we were getting was Kid Rock was coming to the finals to watch that bull buck. Tommy Lasorda jumping on board with Tom Teague and buying half interest in Deja Blue. I mean, you look at guys like Larry the Cable Guy that have bought bulls. Look at guys like Bill Engvall, Mo Bandy now. All these guys are just so drawn to the sport. They look at it as an investment. Yeah, it'd be cool to have my name on a bull. But then when they come, they look at it a totally different way. And I know that they'd be the same way. Oh, yeah, man, that'd be awesome to have our name on a bull. But then they go to an event, they see it, and then you see a whole new outlook on it, and you become such a bigger fan.
Absolutely. I got to agree with you there, you know, and we have not even seen a bull with our name on it out there yet. But, I mean, really, where else can you go to find and actually be a part of the sport in that sense, you know? You can't go to a football game and say, oh, yeah, that's my football out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and so for you to be able to sit back and see something like that and be as involved, you know, with the sport. And, you know, I mean, it's really cool because, I mean, shoot, you know, Brendan Clark, you know, you can actually talk with him on Twitter and stuff and then go see him, you know, 20, 30 minutes later on Versus, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I would rather talk to him on Twitter than I would in person because he's a whole lot better to understand on Twitter because he doesn't have that Australian accent.
Right.
He's a squirrel.
I would agree with you. You know, of course, we ran into him out there. Convention Center signing autographs, and him and Luke Snyder and Chris Shivers, man, we had a good time with it. But yeah, you're right about that. I would much rather just, you know,
How did we not run into each other? Because that's exactly where I was at.
Really?
Yeah. No, I give those guys a bunch of crap, but I'm a huge Brendan Clark, Luke Snyder fan, Chris Shivers, all those guys. I mean, we've got such a unique sport. You can't go to an NFL football game and just walk downstairs and have Peyton Manning sign an autograph or take a picture with you. You can go to a PBR event and just walk up to Renato Nunez, a world champion, or J.B. Mooney, or Chris Shivers, and they'll take a picture with you. They'll stop. They'll sign an autograph. I mean, it's the only sport in the world where you can do that, and I think that's what keeps our fan base so loyal, and I think that's what makes our sport as great as it is. We're so lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely have to agree with you. Well, hey, listen, Matt, we are actually kind of winding down out of time.
Perfect.
I knew you said you were going to try to make some phone calls. Did they not go through?
No. I guarantee he's probably still in bed. I mean, it's just barely afternoon here in Oklahoma, so.
Hopefully so.
Probably still in bed.
Listen, We're gonna grab a hold of that, man. Let's talk after the show a little bit. We'll stay in touch, and we'll try to make some good things happen. Want to wish you the best of luck, a happy new year, and obviously, man, you know, just a real successful 2011 season, man. All the fans are really looking forward to having you out there and, you know, watching you at some of these Touring Pro events and as well as many of the other events you have scheduled.
Man, I really appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys are doing and all the fans that are listening. Thank you, guys. You're what makes us keep doing what we do. Keep up with us, Facebook, Twitter, websites, whatever it is. Just make sure you know that we appreciate every single one of you. And Scott, thanks, man. Appreciate it again. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely, Matt. Take care, buddy.
See you, buddy.
All right there, Making A Maniac. There you have it. One of the best, Matt West, Oklahoma Cowboy, PRCA, PBR announcer. This guy's been out there doing the announcing for the Australian finals as well as the Canada finals. Takes care of a lot of those events. You guys don't miss out on the opportunity to go see Matt West. He's a great guy. Obviously, you heard him right there. And make sure to follow him on Twitter, follow him on Facebook. Go check out his website. I know he said he was going to be making some changes to it. He's got a lot of cool things coming up. So, you know, I know the fans are really appreciative of having Matt take the time out. Man, I'm telling you, 9 days away from PBR invading New York. How cool is that? Oh, I see my mic is fading. I'm not sure what's going on. I haven't touched it. But listen, we got about 12 minutes left in the show. Let's do this. Let's take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to let you know what our big announcement is, as well as our cowboy logic for the day. Megan 8 Maniacs, it is just about that time. Let's break things down with a little bit of Sonny Ledford and Say I Won't. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowd, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Macon8.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com. That is right. We are here. We got less than 10 minutes left in the show, and we are going to throw something at you. Yeah, we see Miss Sandy has been banned from our cowboy logic for the day, but we're going to go ahead and throw some good cowboy logic at you today. This one actually came down from one of our newest members that are following us on Twitter in Cowboy Wisdom. If you guys are not following Cowboy Wisdom on Twitter, make sure to go over and do that. They've got some great cowboy wisdom, and we're going to throw it out there as our cowboy logic for the day. The one thing that really stood out today as I was reading through some of their tweets is there's potential and talent in everyone. So help them achieve that talent. And that's kind of what you, the Macon 8 fans, are doing for us. is you guys, by spreading the word, you guys are helping us achieve that talent. And that, you know, we want to do the same thing for you, just like we're doing for some of the other fans out there or some of the athletes, featuring some of these guys, promoting them, promoting the sport, promoting the PBR. You know, that is what we're looking to do, is to help them achieve those talents. So that was some great cowboy logic, courtesy of Cowboy Wisdom. You can find them on Twitter, so make sure you guys get over there and follow them. Are y'all ready for the big announcement? This is the moment that we have been waiting for. Making A Maniacs, we have been excited. We are really excited about this deal. We have been working behind the scenes really for the past couple weeks now, trying to get things rolling, trying to get things established, and we found something. We found something for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, for you, the fans, for you, the rodeo fans, for you, the cowboy bull riding fans. We found a place for you. We found a place for you, the producers, or you, the stock contractors. We've truly found a place for you. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. How would you guys like to be able to go, just like Matt was talking earlier today, how would you guys like to be able to go and pull up a profile, kind of like you do on Facebook, and be able to see YouTube videos broadcasted right there, or find out what is being tweeted by one of your friends, you know, as well as those YouTube videos? Say, for instance, Matt West is out there, and, you know, it's kind of like a Facebook page where you can click on and you can find everything you want to know about that particular person. You can see videos of him. You can be able to follow him on Twitter, follow him on Facebook, all from one page. Or let's say, for instance, the stock contractors out there, and you want to follow Chad Berger Bucking Bulls, and they're located right here in one location. You can find out about their bulls and follow them and see how they're doing from week to week. You can find out what bulls are going to be at what events. You can find out some histories on those. I'm telling you, you can also see videos and follow them on Twitter and on Facebook. How would you guys like to have one main station? Well, guess what? It is here. It's here, rodeo fans. It's here, bull riding fans. It's a social community designed for the sport of rough dock. Doesn't necessarily mean just bull riding. It means bareback riding, rough stock events, that type of thing. This is a community, a social community for you, the fans, for stock contractors, for producers, for athletes, for everybody involved in this particular sport. You guys can group together. It's a home. It's a place where you guys can do all of your social streaming right here. Even as a fan, you can be involved with this. There is so much to do and so much that this new place, this new home has to offer, that there's no – I mean, really, there's no needing – you set up your account once and then you're done. Everything can be networked right here in one main home. And I am proud to be affiliated as the official voice. Making Eight is the official voice for this organization. Now, I'm going to tell you, the man behind this, the genius, and I'm calling him a genius for a reason, this guy has been doing research and been finding ways to make this possible for us. And he's right here in our chat room right now. And I'm talking about, that is why U.S. Rodeo Supply is now partnering up with Making Eight as well. That is why we are promoting U.S. Rodeo Supply, because the man, Matt Owen, right here, is the genius behind the madness that you guys are about to see. And the link that's coming at you is called BuckersNow.com. You guys have got to get over, and I mean get over in a hurry, and start building this thing and making it what it can be, what it is going to be. You guys can have the first look at what's going on with this. You guys can have – this is still a work in progress, Making Eight Maniacs, fans, I'm telling you, but it's going to be huge you better get a grip on this. It is going to be big. It is, like I said, it's still going to be working. We're going to be doing some different things, making some changes to it. You're going to see some things being revised. There may be some things on there that you don't quite understand, and that's okay. We've got tech support between myself as the official voice for BuckersNow.com. You guys can jump on board, and, you know, if you've got questions, we can help walk you through it. We can get you the answers. We can get you everything you want, basically, that you have on the internet stripped and put right here on BuckersNow.com. So we are proud to be the official voice of that. We want to thank Matt Owen. We want to thank U.S. Rodeo Supply for what they have done. This is huge, guys. This really is. This is big. It's going to be the biggest thing on the market, and you guys have the opportunity to be one of the first ones to be a part of this. So I'm telling you, don't go anywhere making a max. Get over to BuckersNow.com. When you leave here, get over to BuckersNow.com. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed. Go check out MakingEight.com's profile. It's featured right there on the homepage, and you guys can sort of follow suit. If you guys like our radio shows and want them broadcasted on your page, you can do that right there. We'll help walk you through it. It's very simple. It really is. This is a new home for the social media in the rodeo community. So you guys get a grip with it right now. It's big. It's going to be bigger. So don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of this. That's it for our show here, Making A Maniacs. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be working. We will be broadcasting live from Buck Daniels Ranch out in Okeechobee, Florida. So you guys make sure to tune in and continue to spread the word. Make sure to post those links to BuckersNow.com on all your pages. Let's get the word out. Let's get a grip with this. So until tomorrow, they're Making A Maniac. Y'all get a grip. Thanks for tuning in.
Go on and lift the leg of fur. You got to get up in the net, step off and pick up your change. Fixed lights and Las Vegas nights. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. I said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that brindle comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg at first. You got to get up in the next. Step off and